Good morning and welcome. Pastor Jameson brings us God's message this morning from the book of John. John chapter 14, verses 8 through 11. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." This is the word of God. You may be seated.
We're trusting pretty soon the pastor will be able to come back, but you got to put up with me today. I don't know if you recognize the great value of what we got through hearing. That doesn't just happen. It's all practiced, and God has put the right people on our pulpit and on our platform and down there playing those instruments that add to our blessing. And I hope that you tell those people that you appreciate their ministry and song. I surely did, especially that last song. Our scripture, as has been announced, is in chapter 14 of John. And you think that I'm kind of missing it because I'm supposed to start with verse 1 and go down through verse 6, because that's what we always talk about. We always read through that, and we do that on purpose. You hear the last verse 6 quite often. If you've been to a funeral where a pastor is preaching the gospel, you will hear this verse, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me." You know that verse, and it's the key to understanding how we get to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we talk about that passage and we think about that. But as I have been trying to figure out what to do today, to say today, this passage comes to my mind. What happened after that? So I'm going to pick it up here and just look at it. I'm going to start actually in verse 8, where we get Philip's question. He's the third one that asks the question. The first one, this is all the same project here. Way back in 14, Peter says, "Where are you going?" In chapter 14, the last verse, Thomas, this next to last verse, Thomas says, "How can we know the way?" And then we get number 3, we get this disciple, Philip, saying, "Well, you just show us and then we'll believe, show and tell. If you show, then we'll believe." A lot of people like that today. So I thought I would try to go through Jesus' discussion with Philip, and he makes it a discussion with all of us. And so I'm going to follow that passage, and I'm going to be going to chapter 12 or 16 in a minute. I'll tell you when I get there. I got to do it right now. What happened is I went through this material. I went to look to, I know where it is. It's the most famous section in the Bible. But when I opened the Bible, it came to chapter, let me see, I got it written down here someplace. It's chapter 12, that's right, chapter 12. If you have your Bible, you want to turn there. I'm going to read a few verses. If you've got a Bible in front of you, it will be the same one that I'm reading. And I want to read a few verses. This is a background that I didn't really understand until I come to this passage. And that's what made me kind of think this is what I should preach today. I'm preaching things that you do know, but I want to give you a couple entries that I don't think you may have figured out. Maybe you're ahead of me and you had this all done, but I don't know. I want to start in chapter 12, and I want to look, I think I do better without these things. I want to look at verse 20. Oh, wait a minute, there's my man. See, that's why I turned there. You got that? Chapter 12, verse 20, Philip came and told Andrew, and then Andrew told Philip, and Philip told Jesus. There's our same guy that asked questions later on in my passage. Then Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly I say to you, and he goes through all this stuff. Now my soul is troubled, and he's explaining what's going to happen. Just a few pages later, when we're going to be in the upper room there. This is just before. This is when the triumphal entry comes in. What happened here? What is this chapter 12 all about? Well, as we look at this passage closely, I gotta come up with a verse. There it is. I gotta back up now, and I gotta go to verse 20. I gave you his answer. I want to show you why I came here. Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came, here's our boy, Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, sir, we wish to see Jesus. There it is. Philip came, told Andrew, and Andrew goes to Philip, and they go and tell Jesus, and then we get all the red print. We get what Jesus tells them in chapter 12 through 20. And as we go through this, he says to them, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. We know the passage that comes after that, but he didn't know it yet. So that's what he heard when all the noise was around and the people had just come into Jerusalem and everything was looking on the up and up. That's what Jesus told Philip, and Philip goes to tell the Greeks. And then note what Jesus says in that red print there, which he says, my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Now I want you to watch the last part. Verse 28 there. There it is. Watch it. This is my entry. There came a voice from heaven in this project. This is God speaking. Likely. There came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified, that's God the Father, and will glorify it again. That makes a little more background to this question we got in chapter 14, doesn't it? That, at least for me, I got a little different look at that than I've had before when I got that background. Because I remember preaching, and all of us preachers preached through that last week, and I remember preaching about the Greeks and why Philip was approached by the Greek people, but I never got that little thing where they heard a voice from heaven. Philip might be have a little connection there. Philip might be thinking, you just show us how you did. See, I think this is the way it goes. I got to follow my notes because I think this is the way it goes. So what I learned, Philip had already heard a voice from heaven just in this few days, within the past week. So maybe this is what I think. Maybe his request is with this experience in mind. He had heard, and now he wants to see. That's not too off the track. He had heard that voice from heaven, which was God. He had heard it. So he says, look, Lord, just Jesus, just show him, then we'll see. That's not out of our way of thinking. It's wrong thinking, but it's pretty logical to me. He's probably thinking about another area. Now, we can go back and you all remember this. He is likely thinking about that transfiguration on the mount where Peter, James, and John's up there. Now, he wasn't up there with Peter, James, and John, but that got spread around pretty quick. They weren't supposed to talk about it, but I'm sure they did. And it's described like this, in when Peter, James, and John were up there. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. His clothes were white as light. And Moses and Elijah were up there talking with them. Ah, Philip has this background. He knows the Bible better than we do. He knows the Bible before we wrote it down. He knows what Jesus has talked to them about the Old Testament. And Philip knows this background. He knows that there was a time when Moses said, I would like to see God. And God showed him his hinder parts, but he never saw him. And then we remember in the Old Testament, because you know the Old Testament, Elijah, he wanted to, he saw the noise, he heard the voice, and then you know what he heard? He saw the wind pass by and he heard the still small voice. He heard from God. Moses saw a little bit of God, but nobody has seen God. We're going to get to see him someday. It'll blind. We'll have to have spiritual eyes to do that because they'll be blind, I think. Well, whatever his thoughts, we see Jesus told him. Now we go back to our passage. And so I to me, that's kind of lit up the background. I kind of like Philip here. I don't think he's asking things that he hasn't thought through a little bit. He doesn't understand it all. And none of them did until the Lord rose from the dead. But I like that background, and I like Philip. So Jesus gives the answer to Philip here. Philip is doing what most people, I do what I think, show and tell. You show us, and I'll believe. Then Jesus answers what is essential to us, and it was essential to him. Believe before we will see. Believe before that we see. Believe in him who is, the song that we've been singing about, the eternal God today. Believe in who he is, what he's done. And in Philip's case, just hang in there. He's only have to wait a week. Not even that long, Brian. Not a week. Brian, Philip's going to see it all. He's going to see death, burial, and resurrection. That's what Philip's going to see. He got it all explained in a hurry there. He had something that we don't have. He did. He walked around with Jesus for 3 years. He walked around with the Son of God for 3 years. He heard all the parables we read about. He had seen the miracles. He was involved in quite a few of them. He was in the background there. We don't put his name in there, but he's one of the 12 that followed Jesus around. He had seen him. He had something we have never seen. Oh, but you got something he didn't have. There it is. I have God's word, the totality of it, from the start to the finish. I've been looking at it now for 75 or 85, not quite 85. I didn't start reading a little bit later than when I was born. But as soon as I started reading at all, I was given a little Bible, a little New Testament. I've been reading the Bible all my life, and I got all of it. Philip didn't have that. I could kind of get after Philip because he didn't see it yet. It didn't happen yet. So we say, what's the matter with you, Philip? Why didn't you just trust the Lord? Well, the Lord has given us many promises. Do you believe them? He told us many things. Do you accept them? So he had something we don't have. We have something he doesn't have. But we both need to do what he told Philip. So let's kind of carry ourselves away down through this passage again, if I can find out where I'm supposed to be. I think I got done with page 2. Let's see what in the world the next page says. Oh, let's look at 9a. Let's look at there. We'll follow it through here. I'm back in 14, on verse 9 now. Now, this is Jesus talking to Philip. And to others, I'm sure. It's all red print, so I can read it. How about that? Jesus is talking to you too today. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. From now on, you know him, you have seen him. Philip says, you show us. And Jesus says to him, Have I been with you so long, you have not known me? Watch. He who has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you believe in I'm the Father and the Father in me? And watch it down in verse 11. I got my words underlined or put around mine. I put down in verse 10, do you not believe? And I saw that down there, whoops, there it goes again. In verse 11, believe me. And then you keep on reading, I'm in the Father, and the Father. Or else, believe me for my works' sakes. Oh, in verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also in greater works. If you want to hear about that, you've got to come to prayer meeting. I think that's going to be my sermon. We're not going to get that far today. We don't need to get that far today. I just got to work a little bit here. We'll put it all together, what we're learning today. In verses 10, it seems to me, as we have seen the Father, we can show us the Father. And so now I read in verse part, believe, do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you are, just read that to you, is from this Father. The authority comes from the Father. The works come from the Father. They all come from the Father. And then he says to Philip, and I say to you today, believe I am in the Father, verse 11 there, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. You read the Gospels. And if you're like me, you pick up the red print. And when you pick up the red print, you will see when Jesus says something, and a miracle occurs often. So we know about the miracles. We know about the promise. We know about what the book says. Going back to Philip now. Philip, don't you believe that I am the Son? Seeing is believing, says Philip. And God says, Jesus says, believing is seeing. Come with me, I'll show you what happens. A very short time later, Jesus is in the garden. They take him away, and they kill him the next day. You remember that? Death, burial, and resurrection part? 3 days later, after the Good Friday, we talk about Good Friday. After Good Friday came Easter. Oh, when Easter came. I got to take you to Easter. Now, there's not many preachers take you all the way from the beginning to Easter, do they? But I'm going to take you to Easter. Because Philip got his answer. Philip got really what he's looking for. But he has to get, I don't see Philip get it. I see, what I see is what you know in the Bible. I see right after Jesus rose from the dead, Mary got there, she runs back and she tells the two disciples, John and Mark, and they run up there to the where Jesus is risen from the dead. And you remember how it is? John comes up early, runs in there. Or Mark comes up first and runs in there, but he just looks. He just sees, oops, something's wrong here. John comes in, it says, he looked and he pondered. What's going on here? And then he came back. The first one came back in, and what did he do? He saw and believed. There it is. He did see, and he did believe. He saw the empty tomb. He didn't see Jesus yet. But he saw the empty tomb, and he believed, and he understood, and there it is, the answer. We have never seen the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that God who made the heaven and the earth, who is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three in one, that God, came to this earth. Us preachers preach about it all the time. He sent his Son, his one and only Son, who came and died on the cross. See, that's the whole picture there. Philip has been in the background for three of those late last years. He's seen it. He's seen it, but he doesn't quite understand it. You and I would have not either. But when it comes to the time when Jesus talks to him now, Jesus is just saying to him, wait a minute, Peter, you believe and you'll see. I slipped the name. Preachers forget things. When you get to be 86, you'll forget some things. I'll tell you that right now if you don't know it. But I'm back to Philip. He did get to see. And he did believe. Now, we need to recognize that we need to see by faith that what God has said here. I haven't got any of that in my notes. Let's take a look at what I'm supposed to be preaching. Let me see how I'm doing here. Oh, yeah, I got that right. Before Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, which I am quickly going to go through here, which I just did, Philip and us here need to do what he told Philip. And when you talk to anybody about salvation, this is what they got to do. And that's why a lot of people won't get saved. They don't believe unless they see something. They don't believe that this is, oh, they might respect this book, but they don't recognize that this is God's book and what he says is perfectly right. And so they're not there yet. If you're old like me, I have to wander a little bit. If you're old like me, you sit there and you hear these songs that I really appreciate. And I really, I soak up this group over here. And I listen to this group back here. And then I listen to myself as I sing a song that we sung here now, in my case, since 1969. Just as I am without one plea. You have to believe that. That thou, people have come down that aisle when that song was sung, and they have believed that Jesus Christ came, Jesus Christ died, Jesus Christ rose again over in his victory over their sin, their death, and their hell, and they come from going on the way to hell to going on the way to heaven. You know how they did that? I know how they did that, and so do you. They believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what happened to them? I can see some of their faces. I can hear their voices. They got saved, Brian, and they're on their way to heaven.
Amen.
That's how I got there, and that's how you're going there, and that's how we're all going there. Let's see how I got another page here. I'm supposed to say something else. Hallelujah. I know there's communion, and I know you're worried about it. I'm going to be done early. Well, I'll be done on time, so it won't be ill. Anyway, here we go. We call this, this is how I want to end up. We call this belief faith. Now, you know, I preach to you people that know their Bible. When the writer of Hebrews describes what we have to do, he calls it this way. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I believe in a total God who has made me and has saved me and going to take me to heaven. I haven't seen that, but I believe it because I believe the Bible and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. That's what Philip needed. When he saw and believed in that later on when they all got together, I am sure that the whole thing was discussed by those disciples. Took them a little while to get oriented, but they got it all, and they did a pretty good job of starting the gospel throughout the whole world. Don't knock them. And what they have and what we need to have is faith and belief. That is total confidence in the God of this word and in the word of God that I hold in my hand. Do you believe this? Is this God's word? Is this God's word to you? Well, then relax. Because if you believe what it says, the Bible says, you can go to heaven and be with God. Because my Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, that's not all we have to talk about. But it is important that we get that straight before we talk about anything else and expect people to believe anything else we have to say. So let me see. I got down here at the end. So I say to you, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. For those who have believed, rejoice, we're on our way home. And then Vic and Sharon came to me yesterday and they gave me this stuff. Wait a minute, we got to have communion. It's a good thing they told me because I forgot all about it. But it fits, doesn't it? What I had to say today fits because we're going to remember that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins today. He shed his blood. We're going to read what it tells us, what to say on communion. Our communion is a memorial service of the person who broke Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whose body was broken, who shed his blood, who went to hell and came resurrected, victorious over death, over sin, over hell, victorious over my sin, my death, and my hell. And I'm going to go to heaven today. Oh, maybe it won't. I don't think it's today. Maybe it is today. You can say the preacher surely knew what he's talking about. If I bump off today, you're thinking you really knew what he's talking about. But anyway, it may not be today, but when I die, I'm going to be with the Lord. And if you are a Christian and you know the Lord's your Savior, when you die, you will be with this Lord. And I ask you today just to relate with me what Jesus told Philip. Believe and you shall receive. Most of you have. Sit back and praise the Lord, especially when we remember how it was accomplished. End of sermon. Now I'll see if I can get the rest of it straight. That's no guarantee. I haven't done it for a long time. I got a lot of stuff here. I got it in here someplace, what I'm supposed to read. There it is. Now, this is the way it's going to go. We're supposed to sing number 206. We're going to sing the first two verses, and I got to read this. I'm fairly in right space. For those of you who are still awake, turn to 206. Maybe I ought to have... No, I guess you don't have to stand. Yeah, stand up. You can sit back down while you take communion. Let's sing those first two verses. We'll have some deacons come and we'll do the thing right.